I told you, these musicians are something else. All right, Timeless, that's the name of the song. As we look into the future of peanut allergies being dealt with. Now, one of the things about food allergies, they can be aggravating, right? And for some people, that may be about the extent of it, just kind of aggravating. But it can get much more serious than that, because some allergic reactions to food allergies can be so serious that they can prove fatal. And right now, there's no cure for food allergies. And the only way to actually prevent allergies is to stay away from whatever causes the allergic reaction. A new study, though, is offering hope for people with peanut allergies, specifically peanut allergies now, as a vaccine that has been 2 decades in the making has just been proven successful in mice. And keep in mind now, although this isn't necessarily something that we can say is going to make things happen for folks with other types of food allergies as well, we can at least be hopeful that if we can really get this thing to work with regards to peanut allergies, it may point the experts, the researchers, in the right direction for helping with other food allergies. The research, which has been published in the Journal of Allergy and Clinical Immunology, was carried out by scientists at the University of Michigan in Ann Arbor, led by Jessica O'Connick, who's a researcher at the university's Food Allergy Center. She and her team explained that food allergies are caused by a faulty immune reaction, wherein the body overproduces antibodies called immunoglobulin E, IgE, immunoglobulin E, IgE, immunoglobulin E, IgE. This occurs as a result of a skewed immune response from immune cells called Th2 cells. Now, you know why I'm repeating this, helping us get some of this locked into our minds so that once I start giving you the abbreviated forms of these things, you'll know where I am. So when you hear me say IgE, you'll know I'm talking about immunoglobulin E, the antibody that is overproduced. When you hear me say Th2, you know I'm talking about T helper 2. In the new research, the scientists hypothesized that rerouting the Th2 cells, these are the immune cells that kind of go haywire, rerouting the Th2 cells might help to regulate the allergic immune response. Rerouting them, not getting rid of the Th2 cells, rerouting them. So to test their hypothesis, O'Connick and her colleagues sensitized mice to peanut proteins so that their immune system produced the IgE antibodies and their Th2 cells behaved in the same way that they would in an allergic reaction. When exposed to peanuts, the rodents sensitized as a result of it developed the same allergic symptoms: itchy skin, obstructed breathing, same types of symptoms that humans might experience when reacting to peanuts. The researchers then administered the rodents 1 dose of the nasal vaccine each month for 3 months, and they measured their allergic response 2 weeks after the final dose. The vaccine successfully protected the rodents from exposure to peanuts, with tests showing decreased activity of the Th2 cells as well as decreased IgE antibodies. They were able to look at the parts of the body that were responding to the peanut allergy, to the peanuts. And so they didn't have to just look, you know, try to determine how great a reduction in skin irritation or anything like that. They could look at the Th2 cells. They could look at the IgE and see what was happening with them. They saw reductions in both. So by redirecting the immune responses, O'Connick contains vaccine not only suppresses the response, but prevents the activation of cells that would initiate allergic reactions. They still need to assess precisely how long the protection lasts, but they're hopeful that the benefits will be long-lasting so that Hey, if you only need a vaccine once a year and you're good to the next year and then you get another vaccine shot a year from now, a year and a half from now, and you're good with peanuts for another year, a year and a half. They don't know yet, but they're testing it to see how long the effects will last. Once the researchers figure out whether or not they can prolong the benefits of the vaccine and fully grasp the mechanisms through which the vaccine suppresses allergies, the findings can be used to start a clinical trial for humans. They want to see how long they can get the benefits to last for the mice. And then they want to also make sure that they fully grasp what's behind the reasons for this vaccine suppressing the allergies. Then they want to start taking the trials to humans. Right now, the only Food and Drug Administration approved way to address food allergy is to avoid the food or suppress allergic reactions after they've already started, according to Iconic. And so their goal is to use immunotherapy to change the immune system's response by developing a therapeutic vaccine for food allergies. Now, doesn't that make you feel good? You know, I was mentioning a little earlier that if they nail this down, get the process down with regards to peanut allergies, they may also be able to get it down for other food allergies as well. And that's what Iconic is saying here now. They may be able to come up with a therapeutic vaccine not only for peanut allergies, but also for food allergies in general. Food allergy has exploded in prevalence and incidence. How, ladies and gentlemen, how? How is it that when we should be developing so much more, we should be so much more developed in 2018 than we were in 1918, 1980? That food allergies are exploding rather than going down? Is there something happening specifically with our bodies, aside from whatever else is on the earth? Is there something about our bodies? Is something going into our bodies from the earth that's causing problems? Anything to do with the air we breathe? Anything to do with the water we drink? Anything to do with what is put into the foods that we eat from infancy on up into old age? What is going on? Well, food allergies have definitely been exploding. But Dr. James Baker says, we still know so little about it because there hasn't been that much research in the field of food allergies. So people are looking into it more. And the research is teaching them more about how food allergies develop and the science behind what needs to change in the immune system to treat them. You think that maybe as they continue to do their research, they'll be able to pick up on stuff, particles that are in the foods and beverages that we're consuming that may be causing these problems? I definitely want us to be looking into that. Did any of you get an opportunity to hear about some of the stuff let me see, how would you say it? Harmful stuff being put in baby food. Yep. And when I say harmful stuff being put in baby food, I don't really mean stuff that, this would be bad enough, no doubt. But I don't mean stuff that, you know, can tend to cause a baby to become overweight. That would be bad enough, and there's no need to dismiss that. But that's not what I'm talking about. What I'm talking about, I think, is worse than that. These are things that are being put in the milk and the foods that our babies are being given. Being put in, you know, and this may encourage some of our families, our parents, to have more serious conversations about whether or not more and more of our mothers will eat healthy, eat safely, and breastfeed. Not trying to force this on anyone. Like I said, just more of a conversation between mom and dad about this. According to a study done by Consumer Reports, measurable amounts of arsenic, which is a dangerous carcinogen, were found in commercial grocery products made with rice, including rice baby cereal. Arsenic found in our rice baby cereal. The independent testing discovered that some infant rice cereals, which are often a baby's first solid food, had levels of inorganic arsenic at least 5 times more than has been found in alternatives such as oatmeal. Given their findings, they suggest limiting the consumption of rice products. Even organic brands of rice baby cereal showed high amounts of arsenic. Foods containing carrots that have been heat treated, a standard for baby foods, found high levels of the carcinogen benzene. Benzene, ladies and gentlemen. How about this? You're going to love this. Any commercial baby food that is not marked as organic most certainly contains pesticide-treated ingredients. The Environmental Working Group tested 8 leading, and I know this isn't the most exciting news that you've heard when it comes to taking care of baby and all, but yeah, we need to know about this. Pesticides. 8 leading brands of baby foods found with pesticides, using the Food and Drug Administration's standard pesticide analytical methods. Lead exposure in infants and children is toxic and debilitating, especially to young growing minds and bodies, and lead has been found in some of our baby food. And in fact, in 146 national brands, including apple and grape juices and baby foods. Lead, leached chemicals. I don't know. What do you think? Should there be more discussion about trying to eat as healthy as the parents can so that mom can breastfeed and maybe help the baby get off to a safer, healthier start? Okay. In the meantime, I'm just asking you, why do you think food allergies are on the rise and so significantly? All right. I'm going to come back. I want us to switch gears. Find out what's happening with regards to religion, specifically with regards to our politicians and religion. Do we have religious politicians? Particularly in D.C. We'll be right back.